Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我们跟大家分享的信息的题目是迷信。
So our today's message is superstition.
在西方，他们说，如果一个月的十三号又是礼拜五，那是一个很不祥的时间。
So we all heard about in the Western culture, if it's the 13th and it happens to be a Friday, it's bad luck.
特别是如果你出去的时候刚好就碰到一只黑猫的话，那今天是非常可怕的事情。
And especially when you go out and meet a black cat.
我用豁然率来算的话，一个月有三十天，所以三十分之一乘以一个礼拜有七天，然后再乘以猫的颜色大概有十种的话呢，那乘起来就两千分之一的豁然率。
So let's count about the ratios. There are 30 days in a month and 7 days a week. And there are 10 different color cats. So it's about 1 of 2,000 chances you'll meet a black cat.
所以两千分之一会遇到很倒霉的事情，其实还不是很厉害的事情。
So think about the ratio 1 of every 2,000 is not too bad.
甚至有人说，你如果从那个梯子的下面呢走过去的话，那你一定会有很不好的运气的。
And also, people said, "Don't walk under the ladder; it's bad luck."
我后来思想一下，这其实是有原因的。
So I think about it might be some reasons.
它的目的就是禁止人从楼梯的下面走过去。
Because it's trying to prevent people from walking under the ladder.
因为楼梯上面可能有人在工作。
Because people might working on it.
你走过去的时候，把楼梯碰一下，上面的人会摔下来的。
If you walk under and run into it and people might fall.
如果你单单教训别人说你不可以从楼梯上下面走过，因为上面有人会摔下来，他听了就忘记了。
So if you just tell them don't walk under the ladder, if you bump into it, people will fall and then they might not listen to you.
但是你如果告诉他，你如果这样走过去，你不要告诉他原因，说上面有人，这样会很不吉利的时候，他就会当作一件很严肃的事情来看待。
But if just don't tell them the reason, just tell them, hey, it's unlucky.It's not lucky if you walk under the ladder, they actually will take it to heart.
其实我们华人也有一些迷信的地方。
And in our Chinese culture, we have some superstition too.
有人说我的左眼皮啊，一直跳，一直跳啊，那这是一个很不祥的事情。
So some people think if your left eyelid twitches, it's not a good thing.
那如果是右眼皮跳的话呢，不可以搭飞机的。
And if your right eyelid twitches, you can't go on a travel.
那如果我两个眼皮都一起跳的话，我就可以买乐透奖了。
So if both my eyelids twitches and I can go buy a lottery ticket.
所以很多的迷信就这样的传开，然后大家也不追究到底真正是有没有原因呢，就姑且相信了。有些人把它相信到一个很执着的地步呢，这个就是叫做迷信。
So all this superstition just spread out like that, people withoutfinding out the reason behind it.
不知道各位你有没有迷信的习惯。
So we don't know if some of us are superstitious or not.
他们说在生日庆祝的时候呢，在吹蛋糕的时候呢，你吹蛋糕之后一口气呢，把所有的蜡烛都吹掉的话，那你会带来很好的好运。
So they're saying that on your birthday party, if you can blow all the candles with the first breath, and then you will have very, very good luck. You can have everything you wished for.
我还挺相信的。
I believe it.
因为他一口气要把所有蜡烛吹掉的时候，他吹出来都是他的口水。
If he tried to kill all the candles, maybe there are a lot of slime.
所以那个蛋糕没有人敢吃。
So the cake, nobody dared to eat it anymore.
所以那个蛋糕都是他的。
So the cake is all his.
所以运气是很好的。
So that's good luck.
所以这些都是迷信。
So those are all superstition.
我们今天来看圣经的经文，来了解迷信这件事情。
So let's study through scripture about the superstition.
是记载在撒母耳记上第四章。
And we'll continue our study of the book of Samuel.
这里一开始讲到说以色列人出去和非利士人打仗。
So now we say the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines.
打仗这件事情啊，因为是关系到生死存亡。
So fighting is actually regard to life and death.
所有的战场上呢，大家都迷信的。
So on the battlefield, everybody's superstitious.
我记得格里汉讲过一句话 ，Billy Graham 讲说，在寒战的战场上面，每一个伞兵坑里面，没有一个人是无神论的。
So Billy Graham used to say, in the battlefield, all the soldiers, none of them are unreligious.
Atheist.
Atheist.
因为那个时候，每一个人都希望有一个神。
Because at that time, everybody believed there's a God.
如果没有神，他一定会想办法制造一个神。
And if there's no God, they have to try to create one.
因为这件事情太要紧了。
Because it's very important.
因为到了生命的极限的地方。
Because when it's about life and death.
在这个地方，第二节讲到非利士人向以色列人摆阵，这个英文的意思就是说，因为以色列人出去攻打非利士人，所以非利士人就开始调动军队。
So the Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel. That means Israel actually come to attack them, so they have to defend themselves.
所以两军在交战的时候呢，以色列人就败在非利士人的面前。
So as the battle spread, Israel was defeated by the Philistines.
不但败了，而且呢，非利士人把杀了犹太人、以色列人四千人。
So not only defeat the Israel, they also killed 4,000 of their soldiers.
这是一个很凄惨的事情。
And this very sad event.
我们今天看新闻的话，巴勒斯坦人最近被杀了大概1,000多人，就成为一个国际的大新闻。
So now we see on the news the Palestinians that were killed, there are 1,000 people were killed and it's become a very big news.
这里却说杀了四千人。
And here in the Bible, this recorded that 4,000 was killed.
这是一个很严很可怕的一个失败。
That's very big defeat.
所以接下来这些士兵呢就回到营里面呢，以色列的长老就问了一句，说了一句话，说耶和华今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？
So when the soldiers returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today before the Philistines?
一件大的事情如果是失败的时候呢，大家都会 想办法找原因的。
So when they were defeated, they were trying to find why.
你注意看这个长老讲话的原因呢，他把责任立刻怎样从他的身上就轻易的滑落了。
So well, let's see the elders of this Israel, and then he just kind of pushes responsibility to the Lord.
他的责任就把他归到上帝的身上去了。
Yeah, he blamed the Lord, bring them defeat.
结果他这么一想以后呢，他就接下来就有一个想法说，那我们不如将耶和华的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。
So he said, let's bring the ark of the Lord's covenant from Shiloh so that it may go with us and save us from the hands of our enemies.
所以他觉得为什么我们打败的原因就是因为约柜没有跟我们在一起。
So his reasoning is, we were defeated because the covenant of the LordIt's not here with us.
接下来百姓就打发人到示罗，从那里把约柜呢就抬来了。
So the people sent men to Shiloh and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty.
不但约柜来了，这个祭司的两个儿子呢也跟着来了。
So it's not only the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, also the two priests coming with it too.
也就是以色列的整套宗教系统呢都跟着来了。
So the whole religious system were here.
这个约柜一抬到以色列人的阵营里面呢，大家就大声欢呼啊，声音大到一个程度啊，地都震动了。
So when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant came into the camp, all Israel raised such a great shout that the ground shook.
他们被杀了四千人，经历一个很大的失败。
So 4,000 soldiers were killed, and they were greatly defeated.
可以想象，当这样失败的时候呢，他们整个的阵营的士气呢是非常的低落的。
So you can feel that their spirits are really low.
现在把约柜一抬来。
Now the Ark of the Lord's Covenant is here.
两个祭司也来了。
And then two priests are here.
这下子就士气大振。
So they actually raise their spirit.
整个阵营在那里欢呼。
And then everybody shout.
确实我们看见好像带来了一个新的气象，新的一个局面。
So we can see there's something new that's coming in.
这样的做法今天的世界也是这样的。
So nowadays we do such things too.
哇，改变了，我们有机会了。
Well, change, we have hope.
他们的声音喊得那么大声，所以非利士人也听见他们在那呼喊的声音。
So hearing the uproar, the Philistines ask,
他就在那里彼此，这个非利士人就彼此说，在希伯来人的营里大声欢呼，是什么缘故呢？
So they were thinking, why there's such a great shout in the Hebrews camp?
那这里讲到说，随后他们就知道耶和华的约柜到了营中。
And then they learned the Ark of the Covenant is in the camp.
肯定 腓利士人在以色列人的阵营中有间谍的。
I think there are spies in the Hebrews camp.
他们跟他发 text。
So they text them.
马上就知道他们在当天所发生的事情。
So they know what's going on in the Hebrews camp.
就 这个消息一传过来以后，腓利士人就开始害怕起来了。
So the Philistines were very afraid.
他们在这里开始说，有英文的话就是有一个神到他们营中了。
So here he said, a God has come into the camp.
我们遭殃了。
We're in trouble.
从来没有发生过这样的事情。
Nothing like this has happened before.
事实上，以色列人跟腓利士人是常常在打仗的。
So there is a constant battle between Israelites and the Philistines.
但从来没有发生过像这样的事情。
But it has never happened before like.
他们竟然把约柜抬来到这个阵营当中。
And they bring the ark of the God's covenant in their camp.
所以腓利士人也害怕。
So the Philistines were afraid.
他们彼此又在那里互相的交谈。
And they were talking to each other.
他说：“我们有祸了，谁能够救我们脱离这些大能之神？”
So they say, "Woe to us! Who will deliver us from the hands of this mighty God?"
刚刚开始听到呼声的时候，他们认为来了一个神。
So when they heard the shout at the beginning, they thought there's one God.
从英文里看到，他这里变成很多位神。
And here it says.Those mighty gods.
并且他们彼此在那里互相交流的时候，他们就听到了想起过去的一些历史，说这些神呢，就是过去在埃及呢击打那些埃及人的神。
So when they talk about, they remember the history. They are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the desert.
他们就因为这样的害怕呢，就彼此互相在那里鼓励。
So because they're afraid, they actually encourage each other.
他说：“腓利士人啊，你要刚强，要做大丈夫。”
So they say, "Be strong, Philistines, be man."
不然你就会做希伯来人的奴隶啊。
Or you will be subject to the Hebrews.
我们要努力的去征战。
So we have to fight.
就这样的情况之下呢，腓利士人和以色列人就开始再次的打仗。
So after that, the Philistines fought with the Israelites again.
就这一打了以后呢，以色列人败了，而且呢，个人就逃回去了。
So and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent.
结果被杀的人甚多啊，光是步兵啊就扑倒了，死了30,000人。
So the slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers.
不但败阵了、啊，连上帝的约柜也被掳去。
Yeah, it's not only they were defeated again, but the ark of the God was captured.
并且祭司的两个儿子呢也被杀了。
And Eli's two sons were killed.
也就是以色列整套的宗教系统就在这样一场战争里面就瓦解了。
So the whole Israel's belief system was destroyed after this battle.
我们在这里要看见一件事情。
So we can see one thing.
迷信不会解决问题的。
So superstition will not solve the problem.
以色列人认为我们打败的原因是因为约柜不在我们当中。
So the Israelites think we were defeated because the Ark of the God's covenant is not here.
约柜一抬来以后，大家士气大振。
So when the Ark came into the camp, everybody shouted.
这个反应呢，让人以为神就与他们同在了。
So this reaction makes people think God is with them.
欢呼声大到一个程度，连地都震动。
So the shout was so great, the whole ground shook.
结果一打了以后呢，败得更惨。
But when they fight, they have even greater defeat.
反过来来看腓利士人呢
？Well, let's take a look at the Philistines.
他们迷信不迷信啊
？Are they superstitious?
他们认为有一个神来到他们营中。
They think there is God in Israel's camp.
如果我们从圣经的认识的话呢，神有没有来到营中呢？
So if we learn from the Bible, does God really come into the camp?
我们从这里看到根本没有来到营中。
And I don't think so.
但他们认为，他们的迷信让他们认为他来到营中了。
But they think that God has come into the camp.
彼此在那里交谈，一个神就变成许多的神。
So when they talk about it, and one God turned into many gods.
就绘声绘影的，好像越说越像一样。
So and the more they talk, the more it becomes real.
所以事实上在日常的生活中，我们遇到难处的时候，大到一个程度，让我们不知道如何的时候，我们很容易走上迷信的方向。
So the same thing in our everyday life. Sometimes when we see something that we don't understand, and then sometimes it's easier for us just be superstitious about it.
迷信有没有用处呢
Is there usefulness about the superstition?
有的，有短暂的用处。
And there is usefulness.
你看他们士气大振。
See, their spirit were lifted.
甚至吓了敌人。
And also the Philistines were afraid.
不过后来我们再看的话，这个让敌人吓到的结果呢，反倒帮助了敌人。
But let's turn around and look, and then because they're afraid, they actually fought even braver.
因为腓力斯人刚刚打了一个胜仗。
Because they just won the battle.
我们讲到骄兵必败啊。
Sometimes you see, you know, the proud army will lose.
结果呢，这个把约柜抬来以后呢，对方大声的败了以后，还不但没有气馁，还更大声的呼叫啊，让腓力斯人觉得不能骄傲。
So when they saw Israelites were so, their spirits were so lifted because the Ark of the Covenant in their camp, so they think they cannot be, take it too easy.
结果，这个把约柜抬来呢，是帮助以色列人呢，还是反而没有帮助呢？
So can we see this when the Ark of Covenant is in their camp? Is that helping Israelites or not?
如果我们现在来看，如果他们不把约柜抬来的话，这些以色列人损失了4000的弟兄，他们的心里面是非常悲哀的。
So let's think the other way. If they don't bring the Ark of the God's Covenant into their camp, they have just lost 4,000 people. They're very sad.
我们知道后来以色列人被杀了，步兵有30,000人。
And then we know later on the second battle, the Israelites were killed. 30,000 soldiers were killed.
也就是说，第一次的失败里头，至少他们还有超过30,000人的实力。
So after the first defeat, they still have 30,000 more soldiers.
他们可能在悲哀的状态之中，可能 这些的兵力呢，可以再打一场胜仗，因为哀兵可能会再胜利的。
Or after the sadness, maybe when they fight again, they might win the next battle.
所以迷信如果要把解开的时候，你怎么解都会有问题的。
So superstition doesn't matter what you do, there's problem.
如果我们的信仰也是这种方式的话，只看外面那种气氛、那种局势，就来定信仰的重量的话，我们会走偏的。
So our belief is the same. If we only look what it seems from the outside, our belief will go astray too.
因为整个所有的历史是神自己掌权的。
Because through history, God is in charge.
这位上帝，圣经所启示的上帝呢，他不会被关在会幕里面。
So the God is not confined.
也就是今天他不会被关在礼拜堂里面。
So he's not confined in the church.
他不会被套在约柜的里面。
He's not confined by the ark.
他也不会是因为祭司的出现，他就不得不跟随。
And he's not because the priests are there, he has to be there too.
我们圣经所启示的这位上帝是自由拥有的。
So the God is forever.
他不会被放在宗教的框框的里面。
He cannot be confined by religious beliefs.
圣经却说，他只住在那些心灵忧伤痛悔的人的心中。
And the Bible says he dwells in the hearts of those who mourn.
在那些心灵和真理当中向他敬拜的人。
And then in the hearts of people who worship him in truth.
或许你现在遇到一些的难处。
Sometimes maybe now you have some difficulties.
有周围环境的压力，所以你必须要解决。
I have pressures from surroundings.
在这样的情况之下，你不要走错方向。
And then under such circumstances, don't walk the wrong direction.
我们盼望从圣经的里面，我们来了解怎么样来破除迷信。
And hopefully through our study of the Bible, we'll learn how to get rid of superstition.
当然，我在这里讲的讲这个信息的时候，当中可能有些人你还没有认识耶稣基督的时候，你会反用一句话来问我说：“你信上帝，你是迷信的。”
So we, I think before we know God, and we would think, you know, you believe in Jesus, that's superstition.
那这件，如果你有这样的疑问的话，请你聚完会以后，我们再交谈。
But if you have such doubt, let's talk afterwards.
我们今天来看怎么样来破除迷信。
Let's learn how to get rid of those superstition.
因为迷信的相对就是真理。
Because on the opposite side, superstition is truth.
所以我们要破除迷信的第一件事情，要寻求真理。
So if we want to get rid of superstition, the first thing we need to do is seeking God, seeking truth.
因为真理的源头，你寻到的话，你就能够破除迷信。
Because if you find the source of the truth, you can get rid of the superstition.
在历史上没有一个人除了耶稣，他自己这样的宣告说：“我就是真理。”
So there's no man in history other than Jesus said, "I am the truth."
很多这些有名的人讲的都说：“我讲这句话呢，你可以把它当成真理。”
So there are some famous people. They say what I said. You can't think it's truth.
但从来没有一个人说我就是真理。
But nobody have ever dared to say I am the truth.
这位宣告的这位真理的，他在圣经里面有个应许，他说：“只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。”
So 2 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
所以你寻求他的时候呢，你寻求耶稣的时候呢，你就寻求到真理。
So when you seek after Jesus, you'll find truth.
经由耶稣，因为耶稣是道成肉身，你在这个他来到这个世界是让人可以感受得到，可以了解的。
So Jesus came down as a man, so people can really know him.
他成了跟你我一样有血有肉的真实人物。
And he's just like us, blood and flesh.
如果我们想认识上帝的话，你认识耶稣，你就认识上帝，因为他就是上帝。
If you know Jesus, you know God because he is God.
所以基督徒要寻求这位耶稣，你就会经历到什么是真理。
So as Christians, if we seek God, we'll find the truth.
这位宣告真理的这位耶稣呢，他不是一个高高在上的。
So this Jesus is not some fiction features.
他给我们一个很宝贵的应许，说我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And he gave us a precious promise recorded in Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
这位上帝在这里说：“来。”
So here God tells us to come.
他渴望人能够来到他面前。
He wants us to come.
所以我们只管坦然无惧的。
So let's us approach the throne of mercy.
我们确实遇到一个情况，我们没有办法解决，但是他要连续我们。
So sometimes we have something we cannot solve, but he can.
他愿意让我们经历到他的恩惠，做我们时时刻刻的帮助。
And then he wants to help us and want us to experience the grace.
接下来第二件事情是，我们来到他面前以后呢，不是就来到他面前，而是要与他建立生命上很亲密的关系。
So the next thing is not only when we come, but we also have to establish an intimate relationship with him.
在约翰福音里面讲到说，耶稣说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。”
So recorded in the John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
这是每一个基督徒你都可以经历到的事情。
So every Christian should experience such things.
他说我把我的平安给你。
He said peace I give you.
并且这个平安呢，是不像世人所给的那种平安。
So this peace is not the world can give us.
所以你一领受这个平安的时候，你就可以知道，因为从来没有经验过。
So when you receive the peace, you will know because it has never like something like that before.
这个平安就是叫做罪得到赦免的平安。
And this peace is when your sins are forgiven.
罪这件事情的代价非常的可怕的。
So, the wage of it, it's great.
所以耶稣为了这个我们的罪呢，他必须要付到一个代价，大到什么程度呢？是他必须死。
So because our sins are so great, Jesus has to die for us.
所以神的儿子 为这个罪来死的这个代价呢这么大的话，表示这个罪是很严重的一件事情。
So we can see our sins are so great that the Son of God has to die for us.
所以当我们在听到的时候呢，圣灵会感动我们，让我们感觉到这个罪的可怕。
So when we restudy the scripture, the Spirit will touch us and then we will realize how great our sins are.
所以圣经讲到说，我们会为罪啊自己责备自己。
So we'll condemn ourselves.、
所以这样的光景之下呢，求耶稣来赦免的时候呢，你就会经历到那个罪他承受了，他代替你接受了，你再也不被神定罪，这个平安就充满了你的心。
So under such circumstances, when you ask God for forgiveness, you know your sins are forgiven, and then you can truly experience the peace from God.
他说我留下平安给你们。
And he said, peace I leave with you.
这个平安是很要紧的。
And it's very important.
哥罗西书讲到说，叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
So Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
好，当我们赦罪的平安经历到的时候呢，这个平安你知道，你确实是经历过了。以后呢，当主耶稣要引导你的时候呢，你就会发现这个平安就成为你的依据了。
So the peace we have received, and then afterwards whenyou experience the guidance of the Lord, you can be sure about this peace.
也就是如果你要走的方向呢，你会发现是这个平安如果越来越增加，越来越明显的时候，你就知道这是主要带领你的方向。
So as you approach a certain directions, if you feel the peace increase, and then you can be sure that's the way God wants you to go.
如果你走了另外一个方向，你就发现这个平安呢一直的下降，一直的下降，一直越来越稀少，你就知道这不是主的引导。
So if you walk different direction, you can feel the peace is diminishing, and then you know that's not the will of God.
所以为什么第一次的赦罪的平安非常的要紧？
So that's why the peace from the forgiveness of sins is very important.
因为是耶稣基督的平安在你的心里来做主。
Because there's a peace of God that in charge of your heart.
第三件事情，圣灵的引导。
The third thing is Holy Spirit's guidance.
我们不要迷信的话，第一个我们要寻求神。
So we don't want to be superstitious, so we want to seek God.
第二件事情是生命亲密的关系。
And then secondly, we want to establish a intimate relationship with Jesus.
生命亲密的关系需要花时间的。
It takes time.
你才能够跟他建立起这样很直觉的感觉的。
And then it takes time to establish.
当你生命上有亲密的关系的时候，他的反应你会感受得到的。
And then when you have the relationship, you can experience him.
第三件事情是圣灵的引导。
So the third thing is Holy Spirit guidance.
圣灵的引导就是要印证主耶稣的平安在引导你是正确的方向。
So it's proof that the guidance from Jesus is correct.
约翰福音里面告诉我们说，但保惠师就是圣灵，就是父因我名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
John 14:26, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit,whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
我们刚才讲到，我来寻求神。
So we just talk about we're going to seek God.
建立了亲密的关系，用他的平安来做主。
And establish a good relationship.
但是这里还有一件事情要确认，因为迷信走错方向会造成很严重的事情的。
And here we have to make sure, because if we're superstitious, that's not, it's going to lead us to a different path.
圣灵会对你说话。
So the Holy Spirit will talk to you.
但是他所说的话是让你想起耶稣所说的话。
But what he said is remind you what Jesus had told you.
也就是圣经的话。
That's the word from Bible.
这样的话你就有印证了。
And then you have proof.
所以你就敢走下去了。
And then you dare to keep walking.
所以你看一层一层的关系的里面，不是迷信的，不是朦朦胧胧的。
So we can see one thing after another, layer after layer. It's not superstitious.
当然，我在这里不是叫大家过一个好像神经兮兮的生活。
So I don't want people to be living a way that's
weird.
Weird.
好像到一个餐厅要吃面呢，还是吃饭呢，还要祷告祷告。
So it's not like when you go in the restaurant, you have to pray about you eating rice or noodle.
开车的时候，这个红灯要不要闯啊？也要祷告祷告。
And then pray about if you should run this red light.
好像每件事情都是要这么样的一这样的来处理的。
So it's not like everything needs to be done.
我很仔细的查考旧约的圣经，我们所说的信心之父啊，亚伯拉罕。
So let's study about the Old Testament, Abraham.
他成为信心的伟人。
So he's the father of faith.
你算过上帝亲自对他讲话讲过几次吗？
Do you remember how many times God has talked to him?
只有讲过八次。
Eight times.
你有没有遇见一些基督徒，他上帝一天到晚跟他讲很多话，然后他可以指引很多的方向。
So have you ever met somebody that they say the God been talking to him all the time every day and he can direct everybody else to do things?
然后他用这样的话来指挥别人，说上帝对我讲，所以你要听。
And then he used God to command other people.
特别是做丈夫的。
Especially husband.
这个是另外一个极端了。
So that's the other extreme.
因为上帝讲的话一定是非常要紧的事情。
So what God has will tell us is something that's very crucial.
所以我们应当用这种态度来寻求上帝。
So this attitude, we should know how to approach God.
因为有时候我听到分享里面说上帝对他说的时候，我要退一步来想说，有没有圣灵使我们想起主耶稣所说的话来做印证呢？
So sometimes people say God told me something and I kind of step back a little and think if that's the Holy Spirit has told us.
我曾经分享过我在当工程师的时候。
I used to share with you when I was an engineer.
那时候我在土场的政府机关。
I work for the government.
当一个小主管。
And then it's a head.
那 Phoenix 的事实上是 Phoenix 的一个公司叫 Griner Engineer. 我想我们当中做工程人可能知道，在那个时候啊。是美国第七大的工程顾问公司。
So there is a technology company in Phoenix. There's the seventh biggest one in America.
那边给我一个 offer.
And they gave him an offer.
薪水是我现在当时薪水的将近两倍。
So it's almost double my salary now.
他给我十四个 staff.
And gave me 14 staff.
然后跟我说薪水是可以 negotiate 的。
And also they promised me that the salary can be negotiated.
对一个出来没有很久的一个工程师来讲，这个是一个很大的offer.
That's a great offer for a newly graduate.
我来祷告。
So I prayed.
主说这个不是给你的。
And God told me that's not for you.
我就这样的接受了。
So I accepted.
从今天回头来看，这是对的。
And now look back, I have made the right decision.
经过将近二十五年的时间，印证确实是对的。
And after 25 years, God proved this decision is correct.
所以，如果我走那条路的话，后来我看见一些的迹象发生，我知道会让我花很多的浪费很多的时间跟精力的。
So if I walk the other path, now I can think about it. It will just waste me so much time.
因为他可信的。
Because he's faithful.
而且因为有神的话做印证。
Because God's word is true.
所以不需要有疑惑。
So you don't have to doubt.
你不需要花太长的时间在那里焦虑。
You don't have to worry about it.
到底这样呢还是那样呢？
This or that.
因为那次的祷告就是一个晚上的祷告就清楚了。
Because after one night of prayer, the whole problem solved.
其实上帝给我们的恩典让我们过一个很简单的日子。
So the grace of God actually helps us to live a very simple life.
但是需要一段的时间，你跟他建立亲密的关系。
But it will take a little time for you to establish that relationship between you and him.
我在这里讲的意思不是说 最后证明他是顺利的，才叫做上帝的指引，其实不是的。
So it's not what I said. It's not mean that you have to have a success at the end. That means that's the will of God.
乃是他的旨意在你的生命里面产生了他所要成就的事情。
That's the will of God has achieved through you.
所以我们的信仰不迷信的。如果你实实在在根据圣经的路走的话，是很紧密的，叫你不会哪个地方就不小心 就倒下去，就 走偏了。
So our belief is not superstitious. According to, if you live according to the Bible, you cannot walk astray.
盼望弟兄姐妹，你所遇见的事情，从平常的日子里面你就寻求他。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we can seek him just through our ordinary daily life.
从来不会太慢经历主耶稣所讲的赦罪的平安。
You will never slow to experience the peace that you receive from Jesus of forgiveness of sins.
今天许多的基督徒在这件事情上很轻易的被带过去了。
So it's ignored nowadays by a lot of Christians.
当然许多的责任应该是传道人。
And I think the pastor should take a lot of responsibilities.
今天对罪得赦免这件事情太轻易化，太廉价化了。
So they didn't pay too much attention about the sins are forgiven.
流个几滴眼泪叫做赦，就是叫做求神赦免。Just only shed a couple of tears, then that means you repent. 这个不是圣经所讲的方法。
So that's not the way the Bible taught us.
这个叫做为罪自己责备自己，就是你被心灵里面被定罪了，是没有人强迫你的，圣灵在这里面做了一个工作，让你不得不求耶稣救我。
So when you experience that you are sinful man from your heart, it was condemned by the Holy Spirit, so you will ask God for forgiveness.
可能我们当中有很多的基督徒，你认为你得救了。
And we know there are a lot of Christians who think you are saved.
你经历过耶稣真的赦免你，让你的心灵里面真的得到平安了。
Have you really truly experienced the peace of your sins are forgiven.
这个赦罪的平安是你的特权。
And that's your privilege.
不要轻易的失去。
And don't lose it.
希望你能够有时间来亲近这位耶稣。
I hope you will spend time to move closer to God.
求他的光能够进到你的心中。
Ask him that his light might come into your heart.
不要以为一次得救，永远得救，好像成为你的，你能够掌握的事情。
So don't think once you're saved, you're saved. There's something you can grasp.
你再一次被主来光照是很要紧的事情。
And then that the light of the Lord shine on you is very important.
好，叫你遇见了大的事情的时候，你有耶稣基督的平安在你心里面做主。
So when you are in turmoil, and the peace of God will lead you.
并且圣经的话常常放在你的心里，好叫到了时候圣灵能够使你想起主耶稣所说的话。
So read the Bible, put the word in your heart, so when times come, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and remind you about everything that you have told.
不然很多人最后要指定方向的时候，到最后都是凭自己的感觉而已。
So there are a lot of people when they're trying to decide the direction where they want to go, it's only based on their feelings.
没有上帝的话做印证。
There's no guidance from the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们当跑的路还甚远。
And we have a long way to go.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.